Step three, create a vacuum. Once you have recognized that you've been triggered and positioned yourself in your observer perch, you're ready to dissolve what has been triggered. You don't need to know anything about what it is. You simply need to respect the fact that something from your past, likely a conglomerate of interrelated or similar experiences, has been mobilized by the harmonic resonance wake-up call of the now trigger. This is all you need to know. The brilliance of your intelligent system, when you learn to cooperate with it rather than interfere with it, will miraculously do the rest. Here's how you continue to cooperate in steps 3 to 6. This is how you act as midwife to your own birth. I have two ways of describing this. If, as you explore this, and you become proficient in liberating yourself by emptying out your past, you discover that you're able to describe how you do this, would you please tell me? Then I and we will have a greater variety of ways of describing approaches of how to do this. The more descriptions we have, the easier it will be for others to find their way. The first is this. Once I realize that I've been triggered, and I confirm that I'm in my observer position, and by the way, this sounds something like, oh, I've been triggered. A neutral expression, a simple recognition of what is, I then do this. Energetically, it's as if I step back to the outer periphery of my own skin. I'm describing something shamanic here. I make space, and lots of it, inside myself. I make room for the birth. Understanding this from the vantage of physics, I'm creating a vacuum inside myself to literally suck out what has been mobilized in me, defossilized in me. This vacuum is what does the work, not me. I simply midwife it. I simply set up the instruments so the physics can perform the birth. The second way of describing this step is this. Do whatever it takes to not put the lid back on. Practically, this means beginning to recognize how you historically numbed yourself whenever you were triggered. And simply don't do that now. Suspend completely, or at least diminish, how you numb yourself to the experience when you're triggered. If you historically have self-medicated, you've numbed out, by drinking to distract yourself, as an example, drink less, numb less. If you have shopped to self-medicate and distract yourself, shop less, and so on. Simply said, do whatever it takes to not put the lid back on. If you and I were physically together right now, you'd see me symbolically demonstrating this by sitting on my hands and buttoning my lips until the birth is complete, until the draining subsides. We'll discuss this more in a few moments. And as you don't put the lid back on, or as you put the lid back on less, a magical thing begins to happen. That which was stored, fossilized, heavily weighing in you for who knows how long, is now free to dissolve. It is free literally to evaporate from your energy field. Your physical system is designed with multiple methods to purge toxins, unwanted or outdated entities. These include sweating, burping, sneezing, yawning, coughing, spitting, peeing, pooing, farting, belching, vomiting. Any other methods of purging that come to your mind? Your non-physical system likewise is expert in dissolving and evaporating unwanted and outdated energy from your system when it is allowed to. That is, when you don't interfere. Quiz. What part of you would interfere? Not the part that understands the mastery of what is taking place, the soul. Rather, the part that perceives only part. The part that does not see the full vantage of opportunity, and thus does not green light something that it does not recognize. That's Commission One Ego. And so now let's respond to this vital question. What does step three feel like? Will it hurt? Will I experience anything unpleasant? Will I recall disturbing memories? Will it in any way haunt me? No, absolutely not. If you're like 99.9% of people, you'll notice nothing of the content of what is being released. It will feel like purging ever so slightly if you feel anything. Most people actually feel nothing other than an increasingly glowing sense of the incredible lightness of being. It's a growing kinesthetic and emotional tasting, a delicate ecstasy, like the freshness after a storm, yet without the storm. The only potential for experiencing anything akin to a storm is in the moments between being triggered and noticing you're triggered. Once you're safely in the observer's position, you're in the co-driver's seat. You're in motion, en route to full relief. This will require tremendous focus and dedication, yet it will not hurt. To the contrary, it will release potent hidden pressure from inside of you. It will be the end of hurt. The keys to being a brilliant midwife in this process are, number one, as soon as you recognize you've been or you are being triggered, be gentle with yourself. And number two, eliminate from your schedule absolutely everything that is not utterly vital. For this, the great gift of being triggered is the most important activity you could possibly engage in. It's a gift because you yourself can never set it up. You can never say, at 5 p.m. today, I'm going to be triggered, and have it happen on cue. Triggers are intricate orchestrations. They require someone or something willing to catalyze you, like a perfectly timed enzyme provoking digestion. They require being jump-started in a way that will precisely resonate with what is next in queue to be released from inside of you. They are absolutely masterful. It's like flatulence. Gas bubbles in your digestive tract move in a queue. The perfect trigger is magically set up for you. We'll reveal what this means in step five, give thanks to the trigger. What's more, healing windows, the time frame between when a trigger is activated to the time the healing opportunity closes, is finite. Always, no matter whether you recognize and seize the ephemeral opportunity in the moment, carpe diem, seize the day, or you don't, after a God-defined period of time, the opportunity subsides. It always does this. To test this point, reflect until you remember a time when you experienced being triggered in the past. Is this trigger still active? The memory of it can be reactivated by you, yet is the actual trigger still active and available to you to proactively co-create with it and liberate yourself to freedom? The healing window, whichever trigger opportunity is finite. Why? Because your ego needs to update its files at frequent intervals whenever it experiences change. It needs to recollate its new "who are you now" evidence and present to you a current self-identity. This is an essential way it keeps you oriented in space and time. And so the healing window, once open, will naturally close. While it is open, shifting your attitude, your demeanor, to being gentle with yourself is a natural act of respect. Consider this. If a woman suddenly went into labor, would you expect her to function fully as she normally does, focusing her attention on what she normally focuses it on? Or would you encourage her to be fully present with the experience she is having, the sacred delivery of her child? Consider yourself, regardless of whether you are a man or a woman, as being in labor as soon as you recognize that you have been triggered. This simple shift of attention will affect everything necessary for a successful birth.